Last year, the Burnie Health Information Wellbeing Hub was opened. It's only been open for a few months. It's staffed by volunteers and it's there to help everyone. To tell us a bit more about it, Tim McCarthy is the president of the Burnie Health Information Wellbeing Hub and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Let's just wind the clock back a little bit to start off with. For people that are probably hearing this for the first time, what brought the hub into being? What was the perceived need that actually got the thing up and running?
Okay. Well, I guess firstly, in community forums, it was highlighted as being a clear need by the community themselves. And that's based on, I guess, particularly the fact that people are not necessarily always comfortable with accessing information via a computer. They obviously may not have the technology readily at hand to do that, but also they may have some difficulties with the literacy aspect of doing that, both from a functional health or digital perspective.
And I guess too, even you don't know how much of the information you can trust. You could look at something that could be quite dodgy and not think it's okay, and you get yourself in all sorts of trouble.
Well, that's also true, obviously, with a lot of sites. But I guess the hub is really based on providing that supported access, that friendly, approachable, let's help you understand what you need to know to access the services that will help you.
As I mentioned, you've been going for a few months now. How's it been going? What's the response been like?
Yeah, look, it could be a lot better, I'd have to say. We'd certainly like to see more people coming through the door. We have been able to help a number of people, and aged care and the high level of fees is a particular issue that keeps raising its head with people who come in the door. But there are a number of issues, but we're very fortunate in Burnie, I guess, to have a number of local excellent agencies that are happy to provide an on-the-spot service in many cases for people to access. So we're able to direct people to local services that they can walk to when they come in to us and receive some assistance.
By definition, health and information well-being, what sorts of information can you help people with?
Well, all information about health. We've networked extensively with all the local providers, so we have a very good store of information in booklet information sheet format, so hard copy. But we also obviously have a couple of computers and a printer, and we can download information if required, or just show people on the computer and how to access the information if they have a computer at home, for example.
Yeah, and look, a lot of people prefer the face-to-face. That's how I like to pay my bills in person, for example.
I'm
a bit old school in that regard, so I can certainly relate to what you're talking about there. The Premier's Economic Social Recovery Action Committee were calling for submissions from all parts of the community about what things they can do to help the state recover economically, and you made a submission to the committee as well, didn't you?
We did, yes, and the submission was very much based on the issues that we just mentioned, that the fact that not everyone has access to their own computer, and it seems to be an expectation that you need to have access to a computer to access information these days. That basically a lot of people need some personal assistance. The point you've just made, yeah, that's a really nice feature to have. And when you're talking about health issues or sensitive issues, that becomes even more vital, that you have someone who can just offer that friendly, supportive role and guide you through the information that you're seeking to access.
One of the things you put in your submission, which surprised me, the figures actually, and this is from the ABS, so you can't really dispute them, 63% of adults on the northwest coast have low health literacy levels, and 25% haven't got the access to the technology to find out about it. I mean, that's quite surprising.
Exactly.
It's a lot of people, isn't it?
It is an awful lot of people, yes, indeed. Yeah. And I guess, you know, obviously, you know, there is a lot of data about that literacy problem, particularly on the northwest coast, but obviously it's rife throughout the nation too.
I've got a copy of the page that you submitted, and I love the last line. It's in black letters, it's underlined, and it says, and I quote, "The government needs to do better than merely provide details of websites and telephone numbers." And that's so true, isn't it, Tim?
Well, it is, exactly. But that seems to be the expectation, that if that's what they do, that's where the responsibility ends.
Yeah.
And that's being a little bit unfair, because they put in systems and then they spend a lot of money doing bits and pieces approach to trying to fix the problems that they've created by how they've devised the system.
Yeah, and of course, everyone that works at the centre where you are, they're volunteers, they're well-trained volunteers, and how are you going volunteer-wise? Do you need more, or you've got enough to cope with what you're doing at the moment?
Yeah, look, we've got 8 volunteers at the moment manning the place, but we're always happy to welcome interest from other people who'd like to enrol. We'd like to obviously give them some mental health first aid training as a prerequisite, and and sort of they would certainly gain a greater appreciation of how the service system works, and also to mention that, you know, while health was the main reason we were set up, we're also looking at hopefully assisting people into the social side of things as well.
Oh, they tie in together, don't they? Yeah, it ties in with health in a lot of cases anyway.
Absolutely it does, because it's a huge issue, particularly in older people. It's identified as the major reason they have health issues, the isolation and loneliness issue.
Terrific, Tim. Thanks for your time this afternoon. If anyone wants to help as a volunteer, or if you think that the centre or the wellbeing hub can really help you with some of the issues that you're trying to deal with, it's at 10 Wilson Street in Burnie. It operates Monday to Friday from 9 till 5. Tim, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Real pleasure, Martin. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tim McCarthy, who's the president of the Burnie Health and Information Wellbeing Hub. So just repeating, that's at 10 Wilson Street in Burnie. Don't have to be a Burnie resident. You can come from outside of Burnie if you want to, Monday to Friday from 9 till 5. Or if you think you might be able to help as a volunteer, then pop in and say hello to them. It's all about being face-to-face, which is the whole point of having the hub in the first place.